from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Ooh, coming in with the heat right after Stink.
Yeah, I'm upset.
What? Wait, I thought we just had a great conversation.
No, we did, and we got some clips from it, too.
We also got some news to get to.
But you do that first.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Or you want to tell the people why you're mad?
I'm mad. So I asked Stink a question. It's a conversation. Guru with the 8-minute question. Why are you laughing?
Because
why am I the only one that seems to get time?
I listen
to the station. I'm a P1, and I love my comrades. There are longer questions than the goo, but I'm the – and that wasn't even a long one.
I feel like it's one of those
words.
No, probably like 45 seconds. But it's long.
You go long, too, because you're smart.
Well, but I don't know. I get wrapped up in trying to ask a question that just gets like diluted by how complicated. And I don't even know where I'm going by the end of it. But what you do is you make it more conversational.
Oh, okay.
No. I say it as a compliment. I apologize if it came up.
I'm looking at Carter. Okay, he'll let me know.
No, because the whole point, I think, is to extend whatever we're talking about with the guest. So we brought him on because he said that Brandon Ayuk sitting in was chicken bleep, right? And that he's not a top 10 wide receiver. And Trent Williams is, in his words, the player of the quarter century, all-timer, yada, yada. You do a good job at bringing him into our conversation.
That's all.
I'm just like, oh, here, ABC, why do you think of this stick?
Yeah, but he also had some stuff. We'll get to the Giant news real quick. Some stuff about Kyle.
Yes, he did. And I want to dig into that. Before we do, a reminder, of course, to check us out of the Odyssey app. And you can also, while you're there, listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast, which is hosted by Mark Schlereth, that we just talked to on the River Islands guest line. But this is from John Heyman. Oh, well, actually, sorry, I got blown up by a different notification. Justin Turner, formerly, I think, of the Red Sox, is going to the Mariners.
No, he was on the Blue Jays. Where's he at now? Seattle.
Yeah, he's going to the Mariners, which, they just moved off of somebody. Regardless, we'll get that information in a minute. But the Giants, San Francisco Giants, this is from John Heyman. The Giants are suggesting for now that they're unwilling to pay down Blake Snell's deal, which includes a $30 million 2025 player option. Snell is in great form, and he's got some stats to back it up. But if they maintain this stance, the Giants, that will limit the field. So what that means is that the Giants are unwilling, because in a trade, you can send money out.
Gotcha.
Like if you wanted to pay for a deal, you could send money with it. Like, for example, I think that in order to get Corbin Burns and get the Baltimore Orioles took some money from the Milwaukee Brewers. So the Brewers basically sent money with Corbin Burns in order to get more prospects.
Gotcha.
Because if you're paying all that, if you're footing $30 million the remainder of this year, but then next season, you're a little less inclined to give away a bunch of stuff, is what I was talking about earlier. Why I don't think that Blake Snell is actually going to fetch you as much as people think. Because that option and that $30 million next year is a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
And so, or you don't get him at all because he's a rental and he hits free agency. So what this means is the Giants are unwilling to pay any money to pay any of his contract, which means that they're probably not going to get as much for him if they do indeed deal him.
And on the Guru computer, that reads to me, Evan, they still want to hang on to him.
I think so.
Wink, wink, if you get my drift.
No, I completely agree.
I get it. 3.5 back, 54 to play.
Yeah, essentially Farhan Zaidi and the Giants are not footing the bill.
There you go.
They're not paying any more money than they've already paid because they made their investment.
Exactly.
That's why I think
they're 10.5 out and it was all bad, but it's not that. You're saying there's a chance.
Well, there's always a chance, but we could find out in, again, 12 games below 500 teams they're playing. We could find out that they're actually just not very good. But they're at the point to me where they're back, both Farhan and the Giants backs are up against the wall so much. I just don't think you can turn in the direction of selling.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Evan. And like you said, the bill, they paid the bill for this season and the payroll. Let's ride it out. That's what I would do. I'm riding it out. And if this thing is a failure, we are going to find out the last week of the season until you can tell me when my team is mathematically eliminated.
Yes, sir. And no, so kind of back to the Schlereth conversation, because you and the boss are both hot on this. I didn't catch it in the moment, but the question that you had for him about Shanahan, I thought he was pretty blunt.
Wow, brutally honest. I thought it was
more so than a lot of people watched that Super Bowl.
13, and he's doing a great job. You know, a lot of what Stani will do when he steps back because he's not invested emotionally. I thought he was going to. No, he came with it, Evan. He said, "Hell no, there's pressure."
One, and which part specifically was the quote coaching gaffe in
that was
the Super Bowl?
I think we got that sound, Carter. Let me know when we have it. The boss was working on it, but yeah, that was like wow. You know, he questioned that, but I'm not sitting here telling you and Carter and the listeners that Kyle's not, you know, one of the guys. He is. You said top three. I agree, but Evan, you talk about that window, man. Just when will they actually cash in that chip?
And a lot of people think it might have to be this year. Because the question that the Niners are going to have to answer is, do they want to keep Brock Purdy and not have maybe as much of a surrounding cast?
Right.
Or do they do something which I believe is completely unthinkable, but it is an option, which is what you could prioritize the cast and try and find a cheaper alternative at quarterback. Now, that's something that not many people have discussed because it's really not worth discussing with how, like, has Brock Purdy done anything his first few seasons to make you believe that he's not going to be as productive, if not more productive, next season?
Not at all. But while you were gone Friday, Stani brought up the other point of that. The flip side of that, Evan, is Kyle's so finicky, or so we think, that he might not say he wants to invest $60 or $65 million in the quarterback position, which will hinder, you know, their opportunity to go get, you know, things other places. So he basically was saying he could go find something and it would be sufficient enough. I said, no, when you fall in love, Evan, or you got a guy that's proven he can take you there, why would you get off of that?
Well, the only reason apparently he was ready to get off of it was if Tom Brady said he wanted to play for the 49ers.
Facts.
That's what he told Tim Kawakami in the TK show, also an Odyssey original. But that's the only guy that he was willing to move off of Purdy for, and he had a torn UCL.
Yeah.
So I don't see the Niners, like, in a hypothetical world, if they decided to take Steiny's route.
Okay.
And Brock Purdy is just another guy.
I can go find somebody at the mall.
That's a dangerous game.
That's what I feel, Evan.
That's a real dangerous game. You've already found out that you can't just go out and get another dude like Brock Purdy. Because Jimmy Garoppolo wasn't him. You traded 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance, who wasn't him.
You're preaching.
And we also know that, at least from what I've been reading and watching in the few clips that I've been able to view overseas, someone that's backing him up like Josh Dobbs isn't him.
Now, so, right. And if I went into a lab, Evan, and I was to create what a quarterback looked like, Justin Herbert, run down. All these other quarterbacks, run. Trevor Lawrence, run down. But it doesn't work that way. And over the weekend, Jordan Love was made the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. I'm not hating on Jay Love, but the bottom line is when it comes to results, hold my beer. Purdy's ran through Dak. He's ran through Goff. He's ran through Love. Why? What's wrong with paying the quarterback that's getting the job done or almost getting the job done? Because I won't blame Purdy for them not winning the Super Bowl yet, Evan. So if 60 or 65 happens to be the going rate and Purdy turns in a season, let's just say like last year, they get to the NFC Championship game, I'm just pulling my hair out, Evan, as to why somebody would say, we don't want to pay Evan. We want to start over and go find something to be cheaper or frugal. Green Bay just showed you they're willing to go out on a limb and make a guy that has one playoff win the highest paid QB. Why would the Niners do anything different?
They wouldn't. I don't think they would. If they do, they're bluntly just idiotic.
There you go.
Like, that would be the dumbest decision that they could make. I know people believe in Shanahan, and he can turn water into wine when it comes to quarterbacks. He's got a history of turning pretty good quarterbacks into statistically great ones. You don't give up on that,
though. But there's some airs in there. Trey Lance,
Look, if you're telling me that, if John Lynch's choice is between Purdy or playmakers, because it's kind of the last year of both, right? You're going to have to choose.
Right.
Because Purdy's going to have to get paid. Quarterback's always the choice. Always the choice. If there's an example of a quarterback out there that has even close to the resume of Brock Purdy and the team has chose to move off of them, well, then I need to see it.
Right, because I don't know what you're doing then at that point.
The closest example of that I can remember in recent memory was, for very different reasons, not having to do with football, would be Deshaun Watson. That's the only example of a quarterback that is in his prime that a team has basically shipped off.
Right.
And it wasn't because of what he did on the field.
There you go.
Unless Brock Purdy's got some other extracurriculars I'm unaware of, he ain't going anywhere.
And for the people saying 60 or 65 is too, I mean, look at everything in our world. It's not Brock's fault. It's not Jordan Love's. But if that's the going rate, Evan, or in a crazy world real quick here, Purdy could come in here and say, you know what? I don't want to reset the market. We got the owner on record of months back saying they understand that when it's time to, push comes to shove with Brock, he may reset the market.
I think he is going to reset the market.
Yeah.
Because the other part of it, too, is I have to double check. Who else in Purdy's class is worthy of resetting the market?
Mm.
Like of his quarterback class. Seriously.
Damn.
Just looking at the other guys in 2022 in which he was drafted, the quarterbacks are kind of nowhere to be found. That was a particularly weak quarterback
class.
Give
me some names.
Well, I'm just trying to find some because there weren't apparently any in the top 10.
Wow.
But
mystery
right now,
relevant.
Yeah, exactly. If you're looking at Purdy. All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Kenny Pickett, number 20 overall.
Wow.
Desmond Ridder, number 74 overall.
Shout out Raymond.
Yeah, he gone. Malik Willis, 86th overall, replaced.
Malik.
The closest one is Sam Howell, to be honest. And he had a really good season in Washington. And what do? They just went and drafted a quarterback.
Yeah.
There is nobody else in Brock Purdy's draft class that is worthy of getting paid, which means he doesn't have to wait for the market to set itself. He gets to set the market. So if you're Tua, you're also checking out what Jordan Love is getting, or vice versa. They're probably also checking out what Trevor Lawrence was getting, or vice versa. There's nobody in that class that Brock Purdy's going to have to compete against.
Man.
So he can say, give me whatever I want. And to be honest, the Niners kind of have to give it to him because they've been taking advantage of a guy who's not got, by the end of his third year, he will not even have made $3 million.
But it wasn't even, that's the contract, but it wasn't by design. No, I don't think the Niners even thought, Evan, he was going to do what he did, obviously. That's why you did what you did for Trey Lance to bring him in. But the bottom line is, what would be the option? And a lot can happen. 24 hours, long time in a day. But at the end, Evan, why would you go away from something and a guy that's gotten you to a Super Bowl and almost Super Bowl before he got knocked out? That is the part. Like, I'm willing, you got to pay for something in life. I'm willing to pay my quarterback if he's shown me early and we have a, you know, I'm being proactive. If they have a good season this year and he looks like what he did last year, that he's getting that money. Like, Jordan Love is not the, should be the high, again, he should not be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Not his fault, but that's how life works.
No, but up until this year, Justin Jefferson wasn't the highest paid, you know, wide receiver. I mean, that's just kind of how it goes, right? Every time you're ready to get your bag and you're able to do it, you do. There's eight $50 million quarterbacks right now in the league.
Right, but when I look at Justin Jefferson getting the new that bag, Evan, I think he's the best receiver in the game to me. He's up there. But Jordan Love, he looks great, and I would bet on his future, but you haven't done everything for you to justify you being the highest paid quarterback. But
no.
That's how the system works.
And this is where we're also going to find out a lot about Brock Purdy. I don't think he's taken anything less than he can get.
We brought that up. Like, he's going to go in there, oh, I'll take 40. I'm Mr. Irrelevant. I want to leave some for everybody. I want to do, who's the guy at the Knicks? Oh, Brunson.
Yeah.
Left a lot of chicken on the table.
Well,
Carmelo killed him.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got to read the contract.
Yeah, I don't want to jump through the hurdles there, but he didn't leave as much money on the table as they were reporting.
Yeah.
But it's from the 925. He'll shave off 10% for Jesus Christ, given he's a Christian, man. I'm sorry. We're going to find out he ain't as Christian as you think. Because if I'm Brock Purdy and I have done everything that I've done and probably will do by the end of next season, even if it doesn't culminate in a Super Bowl.
Come on, Evan.
I'm not leaving a single penny on the table.
Yeah, no doubt. I've done more than Dak. I've done more. Who's just about to? He might get his money somewhere else. I've done more than Lamar. Damn it. Burrow's the only one that's been to a Super Bowl. But other than that, Goff, I beat him. What do I got to do not to get that money? That's what I know. It sounds crazy, but I'm into, Evan, the market and the going rate. And Brock's at a great time. If he handles his business, which is this season, I expect him to shatter that.
The going rate is going up, too.
And wow.
I mean, the cap is increasing by 10% every single year. So tack on whatever Love and Tua just got. Just keep going. Like, that's how it looks.
Let me throw this at you. And it's random. Who cares? Let's say Dallas doesn't give Dak his money. Would the Raiders not throw money at Dak?
I think they would.
Man,
I mean,
me
it'd be
too.
Stupid not to.
He might. So it's just incredible.
He's an upgraded quarterback.
But Brock has won is what he's knocked off these quarterbacks on his way. It should have knocked off Mahomes. Didn't.
No. And does that mean that I think that Brock Purdy is the best quarterback in football because he's going to reset the market?
Not
I think that he will reset the market? No. But I also don't think that Trevor Lawrence
is there you go.
A top five quarterback.
Exhibit A right there.
I don't think that Tua is probably a little bit better than him. I think that Jordan Love has the potential to be better than him, but Jordan Love got paid $220 million off of one season.
No, man!
This is his first year as a starter. And you'd assume he's going to get better.
Oh, no doubt.
But he's also going to have to deal with the ramifications of his contract, just like Purdy eventually will, which is your team is not going to be as good. Or you're going to have to figure out ways to get and replenish talent. And that's also something that Mark Schlereth was talking about when we had him on. You can use the Odyssey app to rewind. Go check that out. Also check out the Stinkin' Truth podcast and Odyssey original. But Mark Schlereth was discussing that you're going to have to get creative. That's what teams have to do more so than ever in this salary cap era where players are getting paid unbelievable sums of money. And that's why there might not be enough in the coffer for someone like Brandon Ayuk.
But Evan,
or as much as he wants.
No doubt. Well said. But what stinks about, shout out Slayer, what stinks about this is, had they cashed in that Super Bowl chip in 19, I don't want to say they were in the, they were Smokey Robinson. They were cruising before they had these difficult, if you want to call it difficult situations, because I'm sure they don't want to lose Ayuk. But just think about it. They could be sitting with two Super Bowl rings or victories before what they're facing now, which is natural, but now you're facing it. And if you pay Brock up until this point without having that trophy, I just feel like there's a different mindset when you win or you got it done. So they're chasing. They've been close, but imagine how they cashed in. And don't let me forget, Evan, if they would have closed the deal when they were up 10 against the Rams in the NFC Championship. That's why when you were gone, I don't know if you got it last week, they were talking. I love Kyle for this. He's not running from the pressure. And he said, we shouldn't have just won two.
I heard that.
We should have been in three. That's when I call the dogs off. Like, that's all I'm asking to hear. When a coach says that about himself, that's looking yourself in the mirror. Evan, what I appreciate.
By the way, sorry, as an aside.
No, go ahead.
Was that your Steve Harvey? I remember I gave you a five for that. I thought it was pretty good. I'm sorry, yeah. Coach. I thought it was pretty good. So did Carolina. But the thing about it is, like, when you're talking about, well, you know, a quarterback or a head coach and all the rest, it's like,
it's out of control.
But which quarterbacks under a rookie deal have been paid after winning a Super Bowl in recent memory? Seriously. Mahomes and
Russell Wilson. Yeah, okay, Russell. Oh, Russ.
Okay, so both of those guys are, well, Mahomes certainly is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Russell Wilson's probably a Hall of Fame quarterback. So that's, but like, those are the guys that, right. Yeah, of course, I feel great paying them money, but there's 100 other quarterbacks between then and now that maybe, you know, we got to decide, or maybe it's this, maybe it's that. I mean, Jalen Hurts got paid.
Yes, he did.
He's runner-up in the Super Bowl. Brock
and then they just had a failure. They fell off last year collectively.
They did.
He's got problems in the locker room, allegedly.
They still doubled down because they paid arguably their biggest diva, A.J. Brown, a whole heck of a lot of money. 888-957-9570 is the number. I also want to get to Stink's comments about Kyle Shanahan and the Super Bowl, because that's about as damning as of a comment as I've heard of someone who is that close to winning a Super Bowl. But that in a moment after we talk to Daniel in Modesto, who's got a thought on the Purdy contract. Daniel, how are you, man? What's up?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Hey.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so the contract's not that crazy. Like, you guys are talking about Love's contract, and you look at the cap numbers, he doesn't go over, like, top 10 cap hit until 2027. But it's, by then, he's getting a new deal, and it's not even a big hit, right? But you look at Purdy, if you do the Love deal next year, you're looking at 59, probably to 62 million with the cap changes, right? But it's never going to be 62 million or 59 million on the cap. It's worth every penny for Purdy, because you're talking, he's going to be sitting at the 20th to 25th cap hit for the first 3-4 years. If he gets the fifth year total contract, if he's successful, it's never going to happen. And I think Love's contract, for someone that you have questions about, the perfect contract, because really, if you look at it all, it's, you got, you know, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, they all have bigger cap hits than Love the first 3 years. It's like, come on, just give Purdy the money. It's not a big deal. Like, I'm not a Niners fan, but like, Purdy, he's efficient. He's an ultimate processor. People want to say he can't throw the deep ball. He has the best deep ball. It's a joke if you're a 49er fan and you're questioning his deep ball. It's a lack of understanding of football because you're not looking at advanced statistics.
Yeah. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Daniel. I'll take it a step further. Yeah. I think it's a joke if you're a 49ers fan and you aren't convinced that they should pay Brock Purdy.
I'm right there with you.
Like, seriously.
Evan, I still feel like I need to see this year. But right now, I would go to the counter, like I told Stoudy, and make that bet smiling that he's going to reset the market, because that's predicated on him having another follow-up good third year.
But, I mean, God forbid, but let's say Purdy gets hurt. Misses the season.
Now we might have to talk.
Really?
Is it that same elbow that
Don't say that again.
Fits.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It would all depend on what it is, Evan. That's all.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
No, like, if he had a career, or sorry, not career,
well,
season ending injury, apologies, I still think that I would feel comfortable paying him.
Man.
I think the Niners would too.
I'm TBD. I'd have to find out, would it be that same elbow, Evan? Because I'd be more concerned if it were
an ACL.
Okay. That'd be interesting. Because then it would give Kyle the license to go find the new Brock Purdy. And if he feels like he can do it for less, who knows? Because Kyle can walk into any room, Evan, except the Super Bowl winning coach room. But he can also say, hold my beer. Brock Purdy, I took to a Super Bowl. Mr. Irrelevant. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I took to a Super Bowl. I know I don't have a ring, but damn, pour me a drink. Like, imagine that, Evan. Those could arguably two of the most obscure names to have went to a Super Bowl with. And he's done that and should have won the games.
Well, and the reason why he may not have won the game was explained by Mark Schlereth.
Wow.
And if we have that cut, Carter, could we please play Schlereth's response to your question about,
you know,
basically how much fault Kyle Shanahan has in not winning those Super Bowls?
Yeah, no, I think a ton of pressure's on Kyle, and they have had, you know, arguably the best roster in football the last couple of years and haven't been able to come away with a victory, you know, and that's a shame because, you know, I've known Kyle since he was 14 years old or 12 years old, and, you know, I'm a big Kyle Shanahan fan. There's some quarterback missteps that happened the first Super Bowl against Kansas City where, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo missed a couple throws late in that game that would have sealed the victory for them. And, you know, you end up turning the ball back over and giving Mahomes an opportunity to end. And then last year, inexplicable when you decide to take the ball and give Patrick Mahomes a situation where even if you pin him inside the 5-yard line on kick cover, he's in 4-down territory. Like that was just to me, a coaching gaffe. And so those things you've got to hold them accountable for, no question about it.
Wow. Gaffes.
A coaching gaffe.
Man, he said it. And I thought because they knew him in the history of it, he'd, you know, take it easy. He spoke his truth.
The coaching gaffe was basically setting up Mahomes with a 4-down situation.
No doubt about it.
With the ball.
And not even the fear of them second-guessing themselves on that 4th down. You gave it to where we got to go.
you
made it easy for them.
No, taking the ball because, again, of the new rules of there always being a response in the Super Bowl in overtime.
Man.
So by taking the ball, even if you go down and score, you set Mahomes up with 4 downs to play with instead of 3, as opposed to kicking it to him, and that's the difference, man, in strategy. Now, I think you could also probably put on the umbrella of a coaching gaffe is your players not knowing the rules.
Yeah, Juszczyk said it. The world heard it.
You know, he's a Harvard graduate. He knows the rules. So I think, and we can get into that on the other side, and we can play it again too. The coaching gaffe that Kyle Shanahan had in the Super Bowl, how much blame lies at his feet for that gaffe? Is that the reason why they haven't won? 888-957-9570 is the number. Short segment coming up on the other side. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. What's coming up next in the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. Daryl the Groover Johnson. We're back after this.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
About 60 millis. That's what's coming Brock Purdy's way next season. You can book that.
That's a 4, baby. Book it.
You can book it. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz with Daryl the Guru Johnson. We got Mark Grandy, FB Santangelo, and Dan Dibley.
The big 3.
Coming up for the crossover in about 10 minutes. They'll take it from 2 to 6. So, looking forward to that also. But again, what we're talking about before we got into it with Mark Schlereth, Blake Snell, just a piece of news. The Giants are suggesting that they are now unwilling to pay down Blake Snell's deal, which includes a $30 million player option. So basically, they're not sending any money out with Blake Snell. You have to take him. You can give us back whatever you want. We're not adding any money to that deal. Makes his value a little bit less so. So that's the Blake Snell update. Again, we'll keep you posted here on 95.7 The Game.
They want to keep him, me?
I think they do. I also think they're hoping that he will re-sign for next season. But right before the break, we got into the gaffe, according to Mark Schlereth, from the Super Bowl this past season from Kyle Shanahan. Carter, do we have that sound? And here it is.
Yeah, no, I think a ton of pressure's on Kyle. And they have had, you know, arguably the best roster in football the last couple of years and haven't been able to come away with a victory, you know. And that's a shame because, you know, I've known Kyle since he was 14 years old or 12 years old. And, you know, I'm a big Kyle Shanahan fan. there's some quarterback missteps that happened the first Super Bowl against Kansas City where, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo missed a couple throws late in that game that would have sealed the victory for them. And, you know, you end up turning the ball back over and giving Mahomes an opportunity to end. And then last year, inexplicable when you decide to take the ball and give Patrick Mahomes a situation where even if you pin him inside the 5-yard line on kick cover, he's in 4-down territory. Like that was just to me, a coaching gaffe. And so those things you've got to hold them accountable for, no question about it.
And that might have been the difference between winning the Super Bowl last year and not.
Well, I'm going to, Lori Matthews, the queen of the show, she says your defense was gas, guys needed oxygen. You were lucky just to hold them, you know, from getting a touchdown, Evan, to win the game in regulation. So that went into that. You say what to that for the sector of people that think, you know what, the defense was gassed.
Yeah, I mean, but the defense had also been maybe the best part of your team in the game, right? I mean, people were worried heading into the Super Bowl,
man,
whether Steve Wilkes' defense that got gashed by Detroit, that put you down 17, that was getting torn up a little bit by Jordan Love and the Packers.
And the run game.
In the rain.
Yeah.
And the running game. How would they play against the Chiefs, who had Pacheco and could pound the rock? And Mahomes hadn't actually been that prolific through the air, through the playoffs. And the defense was really good.
Threw a pick. Mahomes did right after half.
Yeah. No, the defense was not the reason they lost the Super Bowl. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's, I just think it's significant because, you know, people, and especially in the market, put blame at Shanahan's feet. But I don't think I've really heard too many national folks use that sort of energy.
Mm.
And again, this is Mark Schlereth, who is
friend
probably,
of the family.
Yeah, literally, friends of the Shanahans. You know, that's his dad that he won 2 Super Bowls with. So I think that's pretty alerting.
Yeah, and I'll go to your question too. You talked about the window. You asked him about the window. Evan, there is, you know, Brock, not that he hasn't, there's 17 more games and some for him to earn that possible 60 to 65 or reset the market, whatever it is. But, Evan, we need to see more. Everybody knows that, and we will. But at the end of the day, if you're going to tell me now the Niners are at this phase of this great run to where you got to lose guys because you got to pay guys, that wasn't the title of the jam at the beginning had you cashed it in 19. You know, you'd have been able to just sit back, relax, and keep moving. Now, all of a sudden, you got to make those decisions, but you're doing it uphill, going uphill, trying to get that ring that you've been so close to getting to. So that's why I just say, hey, anything that can happen to anybody, right? That's across the board. We saw that with Dallas, Sam Williams, defensive end went down yesterday, out for the year. Anything can happen in training camp and during the season. But if McCaffrey were to get hurt, Evan, or we saw something, lo and behold, happen to Brock Purdy, things change. So that's why when people are like, wait, Niners are going to go to the Super Bowl, you don't know that because we don't know how healthy they are. But now the disease in me's kicked in. You got to pay guys, and now you might lose guys because you got to pay guys. That's not what it used to be a couple years ago. You know, guys held out, but they got their money. But now it's real in the field.
No, but for example, if they'd won the Super Bowl last year, I don't know that these decisions about Ayuk and Trent would be resolved by now because Ayuk is haggling over money.
And respect. Yeah, I think it's respect with him, too.
For sure. Yeah, he's trying to figure out if he can get, you know, top 5 wide receiver money. I think that would still happen if he was a part of a Super Bowl winning team. In fact, if they'd won the Super Bowl, he might have more leverage to get that money. You know, Trent Williams, to me, is the guy you have to pay. Like, You got to give him what he wants.
We haven't taken our lap together.
Let's do it.
Stoddy was in his last vacation, and we said it. Goo, you said it to me. Trent has no more guaranteed money. He could play that card. And I said, Evan, I would tell Ayuk, hold my beer. And that's what Stoney was kind of saying it. Like, how bad would that look if you're for? Hey, Stoney, this is the big boy league. Ayuk, unfortunately, but we're pulling rank here. And Trent's going to get his bread. Nobody cares how it looks. He is a mandate. For whatever you're set to do this season is predicated on your boy. Oh, by the way, 36 years old, still doing his LeBron James all pro. Like, you can't take that from him. He is your O-line, Evan.
And no, you're right. He literally is. Okay, so, and not just because of what we've seen without him, you know, the record or whatever the Niners have had without Trent Williams.
And, oh, good
and
call.
To be fair, he hasn't played, I think, a full season, like 100% season since 2013. So he's missed a few games here and there. And we know what happens when he's not there. But you look down the roster, and if you look at the wide receiver room, Ricky Pearsall is available today for practice. We're going to see him and saw him in pads. And you have Deebo Samuel, or you have other pass catchers you can kind of mix in. You look at the left tackle roster, you look at the depth chart at the O-line, like you're really going to trot out Jalen Moore week one? Or you want Jalen Moore at all at left tackle throughout this season? That's something that I don't want.
No, to protect your possible investment in Mr. I'm about to cash in. Let's just say that. I'll quit with the 60-65. Let me read this to you, Evan. Guru, what are you talking about? Jimmy G was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, not mystery relevant. I understand that, but he had 7 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. He played 5 games of non-meaningful football, but it was meaningful for the Niners, and they made him the highest paid. My point is, he returned the glass slippers. I appreciate the toughness to Jimmy G, but smartass, what I'm saying to you is we all now have seen Jimmy Garoppolo not with Kyle Shanahan, and that's nothing to write home about. Watch the receiver doc on Netflix and watch about the mental toll that Jimmy is putting Davante Adams and his family through, and you could see the real Jimmy G. That's my point. Kyle taking Jimmy to the heights that he got him to is incredible. I love me some Jimmy G, but I know he wasn't the guy. He was the guy under the tutelage of Kyle, which unfortunately didn't culminate in a chip it should have, but that's some of Kyle's greatest work, is getting Jimmy to multiple championship games and minutes away from the Super Bowl, Evan.
Well, that's why I thought it was interesting. We got a couple minutes left before we got to get the crossover with Grandy FB and Dibs. But when I was listening to the conversation between Shanahan and Kawakami, Kyle wasn't willing to go out and get Brady in 2019, but he was willing to go out and get Brady in 2023. So 4 years later,
he fired the wrong.
He wanted Brady at age 44, but he wasn't willing to fire him at age 39. Now I know that,
but he said because he thought Jimmy still could do it.
Yeah, Jimmy was a young cornerback, and he didn't want to mess with him. But I just find it ironic that in a single year, Brock has proved that he is a superior, in less than a full year, to be honest, that he's a superior quarterback to Jimmy Garoppolo. But Garoppolo was afforded the benefit of the doubt, whereas Brock, and again, it was only for Brady. Yeah. That was the only guy that he would move off him for, but that was the one dude who wasn't willing to go. Well, we can discuss it on the other side. Also know that I'm sure FP, Granny, and Dibs have some hot Giants takes, especially surrounding Blake Snell, because that seems to be the domino to decide what direction they're going to go in at the trade deadline. 1/3 of a season left, the Niners season almost underway. Can't wait for football season. We got a lot to get into on the other side. The crossover on 95.7 The Game. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz or Taylor Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.